Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. Proverbs 11, verse 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless keeps his way straight, but the wicked falls by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the treacherous are taken captive by their lust. When the wicked dies, his hope will perish, and the expectation of wealth perishes too. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and the wicked walks into it instead. With his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. Whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding remains silent. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety. Whoever puts up security for a stranger will surely suffer harm, but he who hates striking hands in pledge is secure. A gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Whoever is steadfast in righteousness will live, but he who pursues evil will die. Those of crooked heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those of blameless ways are his delight. Be assured, an evil person will not go unpunished, but the offspring of the righteous will be delivered. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, the expectation of the wicked in wrath. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. The people curse him who holds back grain, but a blessing is on the head of him who sells it. Whoever diligently seeks good seeks favor, but evil comes to him who searches for it. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. Whoever troubles his own household will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. If the righteous is repaid on earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Chapter 12. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man obtains the favor from the Lord, but a man of evil devices he condemns. No one is established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will never be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright delivers them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man is commended according to his good sense, but one of twisted mind is despised. Better to be lowly and have a servant than to play the great man and lack bread. Whoever is righteous has regard for the life of his beast, but the mercy of the wicked is cruel. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense. Whoever is wicked covets the spoils of evildoers, but the root of the righteous bears fruit. An evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous escapes from trouble. From the fruit of his mouth a man is satisfied with good, and the work of a man's hand comes back to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. The vexation of a fool is known at once, but the prudent ignores an insult. Whoever speaks truth gives honest evidence, but a false witness utters deceit. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but those who plan peace have joy. No ill befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forced labor. One who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Whoever is slothful will not roast his game, but the diligent man will get precious wealth. In the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. These two chapters in Proverbs continue the short sayings of wisdom that are passed along, and much of it has to do with the fool, contrasting the security that is enjoyed by the righteous with the inevitable destruction of the wicked. And so in chapter 11, you had the righteous enjoying deliverance from trouble, having security because of their integrity, their righteousness, and their wisdom. And in contrast, the wicked's actions ultimately lead to destruction because of their perverseness, their overall wickedness, their lust. And instead of avoiding trouble, the wicked walk right into it. And riches cannot preserve them nor save them. And when they die, their hope and their wealth die with them. You also had a description of a city that rejoices when the righteous prospers, and also rejoicing when the wicked perish. And then it explains why this is the case. The righteous brings blessings to the city, but the wicked would destroy it. The righteous are characterized by justice and fairness, while the wicked are characterized with violence and oppression. Those short sayings continue through the chapter. You get down to verse 25, and it says, "Whoever brings blessing will be enriched. The one who waters will himself be watered." The writer wants us to think more than just about ourselves. And he also wants us to think about the outcome of a righteous life. Verse 30, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life." We need to think about a bigger picture than just the here and the now. Chapter 12 starts off with, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge." We cannot follow the path of righteousness and walk away from knowledge. We have to desire knowledge. And when we love knowledge and desire knowledge, then we're also going to accept readily the discipline of the Lord. And when we do that, then verse 3, the latter half, "The root of the righteous will never be moved. We will be steadfast." And you continue on with various sayings, talking about an excellent wife being the crown of her husband, but the one that brings shame is like rottenness to his bones. Verse 8, "A man is commended according to his good sense, but one of twisted mind is despised." Verse 15, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." Very closely related with verse 1. Verse 18, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." And finally, verse 28, "In the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death." Good thoughts for us for today. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.